took the West Indies 22 years to win a test match in England, let alone a series. But when in 1950 they broke their duck at last, they did it with a vengeance and in glorious style. They came to England with a good-looking batting side, but a bowling attack that was thought unlikely to bother the England batsmen. No one then had heard of Ramadan and Valentine. Sonny Ramadan from Trinidad, purveyor of off and leg spin, was just 20 and had played in only two first-class matches. Jamaica's Alf Valentine, the left-arm spinner, was a year older. They were about to be immortalised in song as those little pals of mine. The three W's, Frank Worrell, Everton Weeks and Clyde Walcott, all three from the tiny island of Barbados, had already made their presence felt 2 years before on the MCC tour of the Caribbean. England, now under Norman Yardley, won the first test at Manchester, though Valentine fired a warning shot with 11 wickets on his test debut. Bailey and Evans with the bat, and then Hollies and Berry with the ball, gave England a 202-run victory. So they arrived confidently at Lord's. The West Indies scored 326, Alan Ray making 106. England replied with a meagre 151, Ramadan 5 for 66 and Valentine 4 for 48. The West Indies then rattled up 425 for 6, with Walcott making 168 not out, setting England an impossible 601 to win. Cyril Washbrook made a long, patient 114, but they never looked like saving it, though Wardle too resisted aggressively at the end, as Rex Alston described.
Well now, Valentine has come off, has been knocked off by Wardle, and Worrell is taking his place. Worrell's going to bowl from this pavilion end. Worrell number two, the slow bowler, comes up, he bowls to Wardle. Wardle's quite content to play that, straight back down the wicket. And he's still got Williams on the deep square leg boundary, three men fairly close in on the leg side, well, a mid-on and two close in near the wicket. Wardle, forward defensive stroke, Wardle not out 21, pushes that one to Goddard, who's an extra cover, short extra cover. He's not silly mid-off any longer, he's gone back, he's best part of 20 yards from the bat. Wardle bowls, and an almighty sweep, and he's out LBW. Wardle is LBW, snatches a stump, and the players are running off the field. And here come the ground staff to prevent an encroachment of the wicket. But there are one or two West Indian characters running out on the field, waving their hats as the West Indies players walk quietly off the field. Yes, there are several West Indian players running from the far end, and they're going to escort their team off the field. The score is 274. Goddard running in with his stump, being chased, harum-scarum, by lots of West Indian players. Such a sight never been seen before at Lord's.
England were all out for 274. The West Indies had won their first test in England, and this time it was Ramadan's turn to take 11 wickets in the match. And the famous calypso, "Cricket, lovely cricket," celebrated the occasion.